Good morning. It is a Wednesday morning with our political observer, Alan Shartok. And when I looked at the news this morning from the Westminster Dog Show, Alan, I thought for a second I was looking at Murray Flynn, a light-footed Bichon Frise, won best in show.
Well, congratulations to that beautiful dog. Of course, there's only one top great dog in the world, and that's Murray the dog. Murray the dog is not only bright, but he's learned to read and write and speak English and a little Spanish. He was taught by the Literacy Network of Southern Berkshire, and he is an extraordinary talent. Writes most of my columns, and, you know, I'm incredibly grateful to him. So my Valentine goes to him today, David, because, you know, we have dog love in our lives, and I love Murray. He's not as kind to me as I am to him, but that's okay. I get that part of it. That's part of being in love.
Well, if we're going to wish love on Valentine's Day, let me say to all of our listeners, fresh off that $2 million fund drive, how much we love you and your amazing support.
That's right, David. There's nothing like, you know, this community that we have all been part of here. And it's something that is extraordinary. And as I sat in our Board of Trustees meeting yesterday and I looked around at our wonderful staff, I said, boy, this is really something. It's the creme de la creme of public radio. These are people who really do their jobs and do them extraordinarily well under great pressure. And I'm so grateful.
Well, I don't know how grateful people who are in need of food assistance will be at President Trump's proposed overhaul of the country's program that would give participants half their benefits in a box of pre-selected food.
Well, there's nothing like taking everything away from people. You know, you have SNAP, you have these wonderful programs where those people who really can't get by are given food and food stamps, and yet there's always somebody to say, take that away from them. And apparently the president is that too. We'll give you some dry cereal, we'll give you some other stuff, but we're not going to allow this. At the same time, allowing for military aid at historic levels, and at the same time we're doing that in order to, what, counter the Russians. At the same time we're doing that, the president still refuses to acknowledge, despite the fact yesterday, David, that his top security people, these are people he nominated and who he gave these jobs to, are saying, yes, Russia's at it again, trying to fool with our democracy, and we'll be doing it again in the coming elections. Now, David, you can't have it both ways. You can't say you're unconvinced when your own top people are saying, yes, the Russians did it and are doing it and will be doing it. And at the same time, you say, well, I'm not convinced. Ladies and gentlemen, this is tragically frightening.
Isn't it just one of the staples of this administration, specifically the president, caught in over, what, 2,000 untruths, lies?
That's right, David. The Washington Post added them all up, and that was several weeks ago, came up with 2,000 lies that the president had told. You know, we recently saw a movie about Watergate in which the president is heard to say, and this is President Nixon, don't ever let the Washington Post in the White House. You know, when the press, even though it's unpopular, becomes the bastion of democracy, if we can't learn what is going on in the White House amongst our leaders, and if our top people can't say what's happening, that is an assault on democracy, which can only lead to very bad things.
Speaking of very bad things, that could be the headline for the trial going on in Manhattan over Joe Prococo, the aide to Governor Andrew Cuomo, basically an alleged bribery scheme. And the star witness, Todd Howe, was allowed to trade his prison garb for a suit and tie yesterday. When he was questioned about his own dishonesty, he said, in terms of the hotel room, I wasn't denying it, I was just disputing the charge.
I wasn't denying it. I was just disputing it. Look, if there's a guy in this world I would rather not be right now, it's Todd Howe, who is the chief witness for the prosecution. Clearly, he's admitted to many, many crimes, and Todd Howe is turning out to be a nightmare for the prosecution. They had to say themselves, even though we arrested him, because it turns out he violated his agreement with us to testify truthfully and to not commit any more crimes, then what we have is an incredible request from the prosecution that he not be put in prison guard when he testifies, but a suit. I mean, how long is it before everybody figures this one out? If I'm Andrew Cuomo right now, watching this trial, I'm not unhappy. If I'm Joe Prococo, I am not unhappy. Couldn't be turning out better for them. And I wouldn't want to even guess what the outcome of this trial is going to be.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok, joining us. Happy Valentine's Day, everyone.
Well, I have my Valentine's tie on. Roselle laid it out for me. And she said, this year, no candy, no presents, no flowers. It's all the card companies. Uh-oh.
My wife said the same thing.